money. On the one hand, you can't live without it. On the other, greed is the cause of so much evil, so much pain, so much sorrow in this world. What's the answer? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We've all heard that saying that money is the root of all evil. But hang on, money is important. You can't live without it. How can money possibly be evil? Well, the fact is that it's not. That saying is only half the truth, and inevitably, half-truths turn out to be a lie. Here's the whole truth, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. The love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money, but they've caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrow. I spent much of the first part of my life loving money way too much. I'd climb over anyone to get it. I hoarded it. I flaunted it. And yet there was no pleasure in it. It looked great on the outside, but truly, it was a hollow log. And that bit about pain and sorrow, I still bear the scars. What turned things on their head was Jesus. It was a painful process, but he taught me to give a good chunk of it away. A totally new concept, I have to tell you. And it was hard at first. But the more you give away, the less control it has over you. My love of money was a brutal master. It caused me a lot of pain and sorrow. Today, it's become a faithful servant. And finally, I find myself able to enjoy the things that God chooses to give me. Honestly, if the love of money is causing you pain, learn to give it away. That's God's word, fresh for you today. What a deception it is to believe that money is the answer to everything. If the truth be known, money and all the things it can buy is nothing compared to the boundless grace of God. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Extravagant Grace. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.